Welcome once again to The Business Side. I'm Alan Lytle. Gary Wagner is Vice President and Senior Regional Officer at the Cincinnati branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. The 4th District encompasses central and eastern Kentucky. And Gary is in town this week meeting with members of the Cleveland Fed's Lexington Business Advisory Council. That's something he does four times a year. And what they're going to talk about this week is the latest snapshot on the Lexington economy. Good day to you.
Good day to you as well.
First of all, tell us about the Lexington Advisory Council and how that's put together.
So there are roughly 17 members on the Lexington Business Advisory Council. We have 9 business advisory councils throughout the 4th District of the Cleveland Fed. And the business advisory councils are really key in helping us keep grassroots data and anecdotal evidence to inform the policymaking process for the Federal Open Market Committee. So I'm here four times a year to hear about what's happening in the Lexington community, what concerns they have, and then I convey this information to our bank's president.
Tell us about the makeup of these 17 individuals.
So we have a wide variety of industries. So we have represented, of course, we have banking, we have people that are in affordable housing, we have owner of a local restaurant. So we try to get a very wide coverage so that we're getting a sense of what's happening in all of the major industries.
And you're taking the anecdotal and seeing if it stacks up with the actual, correct?
Yes. So we're looking at all the hard data that you think we're probably looking at, and we try to also get a sense of the anecdotal data as well, because the hard data, when they are released, they are already released at a time lag. So to find the best real-time information, you need to have those business contacts and community contacts.
All right. So what have you heard and what have you seen about the overall strength of the greater Lexington economy?
The Lexington metropolitan statistical area is doing quite well, actually. In fact, in the 4th district, really the strength in our district is the Columbus MSA, Cincinnati MSA, and Lexington MSA. So those have been the 3 strongest performing MSAs over the last couple of years, and we're still seeing very consistent signs of growth in Lexington.
What about the housing market?
Housing market is strong as well. Year-over-year home prices in Lexington are between 4.5% and 5%, which is a little bit slightly lower than what we're seeing nationwide, which is somewhere between 5.5% and 6%. A lot of the growth nationwide is due to housing inventory being lower than historical norms. It's lower than historical norm in Lexington, but not quite to the extent we're seeing nationwide, which explains that the slightly lower price increases.
Lexington has always had a better job market. Is that certainly the case now?
It is the case now. In fact, Lexington has experienced year-over-year employment growth exceeding 2% for the most part since mid-2013, something that certainly hasn't happened nationwide. It's around 1.5%. But one of the things that's really struck me recently in Lexington is the strength of the construction sector. Year-over-year, in the most recent data we have, construction is up about 9% in the Lexington MSA. It's only 2% for the Commonwealth and 3% for the U.S. So Lexington is certainly very strong in that particular sector.
So outperforming national and statewide data.
Yeah, by quite a wide margin, actually.
What about the local economy, the importance of, let's say, the University of Kentucky and what that can mean?
Yeah, I think I hate to use a cliche term, but I think it describes the Lexington region pretty well, which is kind of the eds and meds. And I think that concentration of activity in Lexington has really been one of the driving forces for the region. And again, we're seeing that in other areas in the 4th District that have these strong concentrations of education and health centers as well.
All right. So let's talk about some challenges and slash opportunities. What's identified there?
You know, I think one of the challenges that we're hearing from some of our business contacts is the difficulty now in finding quality workers. With the unemployment rate being around 4% in the Lexington region, and it's been that way since late 2014, you're seeing it's much more difficult to find quality workers, and that's something that we've been hearing. So I think that could pose some challenges.
Our guest today on the business side has been Gary Wagner, Vice President and Senior Regional Officer of the Cincinnati branch of the Federal Reserve Bank of Cleveland. Our complete conversation can be heard at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead.
Thank you.